Over a year ago, the federal government banned USDA inspectors from entering Mexico at 5 Texas border crossings to inspect cattle headed to the U.S. The thinking was that the border area was thought to be too dangerous. Well, that decision has had a huge impact on small border towns in Texas, and now cattle producers and politicians are asking for relief. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, from Terrace reporter Lauren Madelon has the story.
Cows imported from the beef-rich Mexican state of Chihuahua bellow while being separated for shipping or at a temporary station set up in Presidio, Texas, where the animals are now inspected by USDA agents. Until last year, the USDA routinely sent inspectors across the border to a state-of-the-art building on the other side of the Rio Grande in Ojinaga, Mexico. There, as the major import point for Mexican cattle headed to the U.S., 2,500 head were checked every weekday and sent on to U.S. customers. But then politicians from across the Southwest raised concerns over border violence. The Texas Agriculture Commission even waded into the issue. An agency website claims Texas is ground zero for Mexican cartels, portraying the 1,200-mile border that Texas shares with Mexico as a war zone. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples.
And until the Mexican government can control the violence and guarantee the safety of our U.S. citizens and federal employees, I have to agree that we should not send them in harm's way across the border.
But the ban has had real economic consequences here. Cattle broker Salvador Baeza says the economic fallout in Presidio totals $5 million and counting.
Presidio is losing a lot of money that's supposed to stay in town. The stores are losing money. Everybody's losing money.
Here's why. The inspection pen on the Texas side of the Rio Grande is a makeshift affair that can't handle more than 700 head per week. So Mexican producers, among the largest exporters of cattle to the United States, are now trucking their cattle to one of the remaining USDA inspection sites in Mexico, 4 hours away across from Santa Teresa, New Mexico, a rough journey of 4 hours. Alberto Atolini of the Chihuahua Cattle Producers Association in Ojinaga says the makeshift Texas inspection site is too small to make the trip worthwhile. Moreover, the journey to New Mexico stresses the animals to the point they lose weight and value on the trip.
They lose a lot of weight. They say it around 5 to 7%. And that's the reason that we lost a lot of money to be the inspector here in the United States.
The USDA says the agency hopes eventually to return to Ojinaga and other shuttered Mexican stations, but it stands by its decision, citing unspecified threats. Meanwhile, the inspection ban will likely have economic consequences that stretch far beyond this remote border region. Jim Dunn's an economist at Penn State University's College of Agricultural Sciences. He suggests that if you like fast food, you may have to pay more for your hamburger should the ban continue.
We buy a lot of cattle from other countries, and Mexico has historically been the most important source of those international cattle. And a lot of that cattle comes in the United States and becomes hamburger. So it's a big balance of our livestock industry. We sell them high-quality meat for steaks at the fancy resorts, and we buy a lot of hamburger from them.
Cattle producers say that traditional arrangement has been crippled by the ban. Desperate to get it lifted, cattle producers on both sides of the Rio Grande are crafting their own security plan that they hope will convince Washington that cross-border inspections are safe. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Madelon in Presidio, Texas.
And Lauren's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.